support. Czech expatriates from as far afield as Australia and the United States have been meeting in Prague this week for a conference called Czechs and Exile 1948 and 1968. Those present have been remembering the historic events that prompted them to leave the country, as well as comparing notes on Czech expatriate organisations in their different regions. Milan Kocourek is one of the people speaking at the conference. He's lived in Britain for the last 40 years, where he's worked for both the BBC and, today, Czech Radio. Rosie Johnston met Mr. Kocourek at the conference and asked him why he left Czechoslovakia in the first place.
It was in 1969, in autumn, when I left with my then girlfriend, now wife, to stay only for 1 year in Dundee at the university, where I was supposed to study English and economics, which I did. But when we left, it was easy to go, because it was still freedom of travel, surprisingly enough, 1 year after the invasion. Within a month after we had come to Britain, we were asked to come back, because all the rules changed, and suddenly freedom of travel was abolished. And so whereas I was there for 1 year to start with, I stayed there for as a graduating student, and I got my degree from Dundee University, because there was a very nice vice chancellor who actually waived my fees, foreign students' fees, which were paid, and that was very nice, so I could stay without actually paying as a full-time student. And we have been there for 3 years, and then we moved down south to England.
Just out of interest, how was your time in Dundee? What did you make of the city?
It was very nice indeed, but I must say that in Dundee, first time in my life, I saw poverty as such, because there were fairly, fairly large amount of poor people, very high unemployment, and I must say I never saw so much poverty before. And that was also moral poverty. My wife, for instance, she worked in Timex factory with ladies who were during the day working on watches and repairs. She was in the repair department. And in the evening, quite a few of these girls actually went to work in streets as prostitutes. And that was something I was shocked, and so was my wife, of course. And it was very, very interesting, but I never saw that sort of thing before. And not only that, but they actually were taken there to street by their own husbands very often, in several cases. In other words, it was moral corruption to me. I mean, it was moral meltdown, really. And I never saw that before, or since, actually.
Did you find it difficult to keep links when you first moved to Britain with what was then Czechoslovakia, and have your links to this country sort of strengthened over the years, especially post-revolution?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I kept in touch, of course, always with my family. My brother in Liberec was the only person who actually was, in a way, disadvantaged by my stay, because he could not work in foreign trade, which he completed at Prague School of Economics, his study as engineer. And when he came back to his own company after he graduated, he could not get passport to work in foreign trade because of me working for BBC Radio at that time. And he was told by the director, well, we cannot use you because you have foreign passport. So my brother was actually one who was actually persecuted, and he had to find another job. Otherwise, you know, I was keeping in touch all the time, and I started traveling even before the end of communism, because I applied for a visa and I got it. And after 1989, November Revolution, we were traveling more and more to this country, and so we love coming here, yes, very much so.
Czech journalist Milan Kocourek speaking there to Rosie Johnston, and we'll have more